Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. I just want to say you should definitely start your day off with HEB's Texas Edition coffee. And this currently is the Houston blend. It gets you going, has a robust flavor, and it wakes you up in the morning with that wonderful aroma. So you should definitely go to HEB. Tell them Deanna with the ATS Jar Company sent you. Houston blend.
All right. I'm gonna send that. You're gonna cut it and send it. Okay.
Boss man, I'm all for it.
All right. Now do hold on. Do one more and be happy and silly. One, two, three, go.
Hey, good morning. Okay, so look, let me tell y'all something. I start my day every morning with coffee. And the other morning, well, actually, a couple of weeks ago, I was at my mom's house because, you know, with COVID and everything, you know, I went to go check on her, spend some time with her, and let her hang out with the grandson. And I woke up one morning to this aroma because I wake up every morning to coffee. But this morning, it was different. And I was like, Mom, what is that? And me and my mother, we are connoisseurs of foods of all types. So she said, oh, it's coffee. I said, no, ma'am, what is that coffee? And she looked at me and she smiled. She said, this is from HEB. This is called their Texas edition. And this is called the Houston blend. I was like, ooh, fix me a cup, please. And when I tell you, it gets your morning going. It gets you started. I have in my happy day cup, I have my Houston blend. Shout out to H-Town. Check out HEB.
All right, good stuff. That's a perfect way to start off our meeting. Go ahead, Susan.
Well, I think that sending that, but I think also the raw before, just showing how before a Zoom meeting was recorded, you know, this is what she said. And they can take little bits from that because that was just so fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a little bit of both they may want.
Okay. Well, Deanna, tell us about the coffee one more time. This time, just tell us about the coffee.
No, I meant what she already did.
Oh, what she already did. Okay, good. You're good.
So before we told her to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You were just having fun talking about it.
Good stuff.
And there were some other things in there that, you know, are fun that they would want to hear that people would get a laugh out of and want to go get it as opposed to an official thing done. So I think both, you should send both of them.
I agree.
My daughter did a lot of commercials back in the day. My kids were models and did commercials. So I have a little bit of a feel for that.
Oh. Okay, so Miss Susan, me and you gonna connect because you know Don is just a character. So I'm gonna connect with you so we can, you know.
Yeah.
Build this dynasty over here.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, my daughters were fit models, and my son for Abercrombie and Fitch too.
Oh.
They made $50 an hour, and my daughter, they would bribe her and cook meals and cook bacon for her because she loved bacon. So it's a kind of fun thing, and they learn actually. They learn a lot about business. They learn speaking skills, how to interact with other adults, all those things. The designers ended up being our babysitters when we travel. So it's all good experience for your kids.
Yeah, and that's incredible that the designers became the babysitters. That's how you strike relationships right there.
Yeah, and then when our daughter went to college, Phil and I stayed in her parents' home that they had a second home, which was near Ithaca, New York. And we stayed in her home. This was years later. So we built, you know, long lasting relationships with some of those people.
Incredible. Yeah. Incredible. Well, that's what y'all do well, the humor consultants. Some good stuff. I'm pretty sure Phil and I already called them and gave them some good news or something in one of his 292 calls he's already made. Good stuff. But today we talking about execution. I want to focus on execution. Deanna, you've already sent me a to-do list. She, Deanna's had some growth yesterday. Go ahead.
Okay, look, y'all. So in my head, I have my list and my routine of how I'm going to do what I'm going to do. Don't do that. Antonio said something to me yesterday that just, it went like, he said, I can't remember how he phrased it, but I'm going to tell y'all how I heard it. Your routine of how you do your stuff puts me in your way. I was like,
it does. That's actually a very good teaching lesson.
It does, because how I wanted to do things literally did put him in my way. Because I had this, I had what I was going to do, and every time he told me, okay, give me a to-do list, and I'm like, okay, so I have this, and then I have this, and he's like, no, tell me what you have, so that he said, I'm not trying to tell you how to do your day. What I'm trying to do is help you with your day. And I was like, okay. Now,
hold on, stop right there. And she rejected that.
I did.
For 3 years. All right, let's not... Okay, and you finally got it yesterday.
I did. You know, I'm on this learning curve with grace, so give me some grace.
Don't put me in that. My learning curve is 2 years, not three. Don't do that.
I do understand.
My apologies, Grace. I'm not on the same learning curve as Grace. Mine is a year later. But you know, but I caught it. I have leveled up in my awareness, and I'm consciousness, and every day I'm still leveling up.
This is a good teaching lesson, because people are going to have an assistant or a teammate or a spouse or a whatever. You're going to have to work with somebody individually, privately, in the confines of your company, and y'all going to be in each other's way. So don't just give us the surface story. Give us all what you learn. I'm because I want to learn from what you learn.
So not only did I learn that my way of doing things put Antonio in my way, one of the things that Antonio, whether he tells me or not, I know he knows me. So I know he knows when I feel overwhelmed. I know he knows when I'm about to say, you know what, you can have all this, I don't want it. I know when he knows that I put too much on my plate and I'm trying to balance out D Marie Group, ATS, and whatever else is on my plate. Because Saturday I was in tears for some other stuff, but it was along the lines of me not including him in my day so he can help me make it better. Not structure me, but help me. And so on both a personal and business level, everybody, if you have someone in your life like that, allow that help. I'm not one to allow help. Grace always tells me, D, if you give it to me, I'll do it. Just let me know what you need. Reggie tells me all the time, you are going to mess up. Ask for help. Antonio tells me all the time, ask for help. That is, not asking for help will destroy you. So yesterday, when he said, you doing it your way puts me in your way. So if you put me in, if you include me in on what you're doing, it will help me get out of your way. And when he said that, every wall was like, it all just came down. I'm like, oh. So that's how I get you to not chop my head off. That's how I get you to let me work. That's how I get you off my back. That's how I do it. Oh, okay. Got you. Once I stopped rejecting that, I got even more information that I was able to receive that he's been telling me for years, but I wasn't able to receive it because I was stuck in doing it Deanna's way. So not only did including him in my to-do list help me manage things, but what he also did was when I said I have to do this, he was like, okay, we'll dedicate this whole day to that. Okay, do this today, do that today, and then do this. I was like, oh.
Okay, so let me jump in and explain and fill some holes, and then you come right back.
Okay.
You didn't just help yourself. You didn't just help me. You helped law and everything around you. I'm going to explain. When I said, tell me what you're doing, which is what I always do.
Yep.
Right after we do this meeting, as soon as we hang up here, I call her and I say, okay, what's on the agenda? Because I know I just gave you 20 different things. I know I just did. I know I just did. And I know that you probably didn't do the 20 different things I gave you yesterday. And I say, okay, income producing activity, that narrow it down, boom, 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 all that stuff. And fear of criticism is what this is, ladies and gentlemen, from Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich.
Get out of my house.
Target. Go ahead, sis.
Yeah, I can totally relate to Deanna through my career. And because, you know, she's, when you're the kind of everything,
mm-hmm.
and then the other people have their specific things, but and then everything else falls on you, in this case on Deanna, plus all her expertise with the other things that she does on top mm-hmm. of that and the projects. And I understand that. That's why, you know, when we're working with her to get things done, you know, we hold back. I hold back because she truly cares, and it hurts her. And I know, because I feel the same way. So I don't want to overburden her, but at the same time, I feel like, you know, we keep going backwards. We'll, you know, spend time in this month doing something. These things are going to be done. They don't get done. And then the next month, and then we have to start over again. And I feel like it's more of a waste of time to keep going backwards. So I feel like, you know, you need to prioritize every day the things that must be done that day, the urgent things, and then the smaller things that can be done, so they just don't get, you know, pushed aside, and then a week goes by and that smaller thing becomes, you know, five times bigger.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's
right. I every day I start the day and I look at the list from the day before, and then you just have to start knocking things off and checking them off, and then you feel better when you do. And then those bigger projects, you got to find some time during the day to do something on those bigger projects that, you know, you make commitments to. And, you know, so that's my feeling on a whole level of what she's doing. And then on a personal level for where we're at, you know, I'm feeling it too.
Well, that makes sense. So maybe I can help everyone by telling you what I did yesterday, but I've been trying to do. So the deal is, I'm the reason why she gets behind. And it's simple though. It's super simple. She should probably never get behind again. It's real simple. And I'm gonna explain it this way. You had her reality and my reality clashing. Now, me being the leader I am, that doesn't bother me. But then when you are indecisive in your reality, and I am attempting to make sure you get some decisiveness and you won't, then I am just going to obliterate your reality. It's just, it's over. It's done. It's just, it can't live here. It just can't live here. So
it is the type of things that I've coached people with all through the years, these exact situations.
No doubt.
Real. And she's, you know, her first obligation is to you, in her mind, but yet she has the obligations to everything else too. And so
I'm glad you said that. Yep. Because here's the deal, y'all. I had to break it down to it yesterday. I said exactly like this, and keep your mic unmuted, Deanna, and keep jumping in that scene. I want you. I said, Deanna, I don't care about what you do.
Mm-hmm.
They shocked her. And I said, I don't care how you do it.
Yep.
And I said this, I'm a results guy.
Yep.
That's all I care about. You can lie to me as long as the results show up. And I don't need all the results. I just need the results to move us forward. It's that simple.
Harvest. He needs harvest. A harvest.
I need the harvest to move us forward. And I said, I even brought Grace up. I said, listen, I know Grace running at 40%. I know she is. But every night I check the numbers and the data, she got harvest. So I don't bother. I swear to God, I said this.
You did.
I know.
Hold on, boss man. Because I have to give my sister props.
In fact, let me do it. Let me do it because okay. So she know it's true. And then she said, well, now Grace even called me the other day and I had to compliment her because she took initiative and she told me not to tell nobody. Right, it's something like that, which I still don't know what it was. But that's what she said.
I was proud, Grace. I was so proud.
So you know the conversation is true, right, Grace? You know the conversation is true, right? Because I should know that.
I didn't give details, but I gave you props.
Right.
So let me tell you what I did, and she also, you know, saved Phil and Susan. It's just here's what she was doing. Let me tell you what I did. She was doing exactly what Susan said. She was prioritizing her day. She was putting important stuff forward. She was putting big things where it should be. She was doing her day perfectly. The problem with that is it wasn't perfect for moving the big engine forward. It was perfect for her looking fantastic. Nothing wrong with that. If I would have let her do what she did, which I've been trying to, she would have consistently looked fantastic, been fantastic, and the great Deanna that we all know and love. No doubt about it. And that was the issue. I want to explain. This is extremely weird. Go ahead, Susan.
I understand that because now we've got this, you know, between the pandemic and India and the new space and all those things. You know, I'm strategic, so I know that that is the big stuff. Because if that doesn't happen, nothing else matters.
Exactly. So Susan, see where I'm going already. So I had to tell her. I said, Deanna, your way forces me to get in your way. And I broke it down to a Grace. I promise you. I said two things. I said, Deanna, I know how to come to you with stuff. I know how to come to Grace with stuff. I said, Grace, I broke it down. I said, now, Grace, you told me for an appointment. This is off the meeting. And I had to use you for example, Grace. I said, I come to Grace with math. I said, Grace, you said X amount. And Grace, what did you say that equal? Do you remember? I said, you're doing four appointments a day. 4 times 30 is?
120.
And that's not equal to what?
250.
And you said, and then what you said right after that?
Because you said, because I want us to do that. The lesson's doing that 4 times. I said, okay. And I did the math in my head. And I said, oh, yeah. Okay, because that'll give us 20. I said 20 stacks. Just give us $20,000.
Okay. So I basically use math to tell Grace, if you just do what I say for 4 months in a row, just you ain't got to give me 100%. I don't care. Steve, I don't give a damn. I don't care how y'all do it. If you just do what I say in whatever way you're going to do it for 4 months in a row, you'll never have to make a phone call again. And I told Grace, I said, as a matter of fact, I'll be getting on you. I'll be saying, Grace, stop making damn phone calls. I need you leading. I need you, right? I'll be saying something like that. And she said, well, if you're going to make sense with math, Reverend, I got to go. Right? You understand? If you're going to make sense with some math,
yep.
I come to Grace with math. So I say, Deanna, I know how to talk to you. I don't tell you, execute, 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 execute. I come to you and I say, Deanna, all right, this is a big deal. I needed that. No. Me personally, okay?
I can't stand you, Antonio.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't do that often. But I say, me personally, I need this done. Okay, don't, you know, right here. I'm saying this one. I come to Reggie different. I even brought Reggie to conversation. I want y'all to learn this. I'm telling y'all. I said, why you think I ain't got Reggie doing nothing? Reggie do everything. He just ain't doing nothing. This is what I said. I said, because if I tell Reggie to do it, he going to get bored. But Reggie got a big heart. If I say, Reggie, focus on you. Reggie's heart is going to say, well, yeah, I do that. Man, I appreciate that love. But hold on, Grace need help. I can't let that slip. And then Reggie texts me in a day. You need something? Got a question for you. All right? Then Reggie texts you, Deanna. What's up? I literally lead y'all according to how you respond. It don't make no sense for me to say, all right, Reggie, here's some structure. Hell, he didn't respond to structure in jail well. He gonna respond it out here. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, go ahead, Phil.
In a book called First Break All the Rules, they interviewed 80,000 people in 500 companies. And the bottom line is you can take all the employee assistance programs, all the 401ks, hiring people like us and throw it in the garbage. And if the frontline supervisor, the person that touches the person that does the work, doesn't understand this, it's all worthless. You have to self-motivate everybody as a unique individual. Because you quit your boss, you don't quit your job. Mm.
I can't see how many times I quit a boss.
No, that's facts. Because I actually just, Jana just had me do, so this, So she's been sending me Harrow, and I ain't been doing it. I had to break it down to her, Grace, and I ain't been doing it. And I say, now, Deanna, when the last time you heard me say that I'm going to do something and didn't do it? Yes, you shocked over there, Grace. Unmute your mic. Tell me why you shocked.
Because everything, you always get stuff done. Period. Whatever, I don't care what, yeah, period. I don't care what date. Hey, Reb, I need you to do this. Okay. And I don't care. Before midnight hits, he going to tell me, hey, okay, this is done. So when you say you ain't been doing it, I'm like, he must have a whole lot going on. What is going on?
No. Her way was getting in my way. I had to break it down to her. Her way was getting in my way. I want y'all to learn this tip. I say, Deanna, I'm programmable like every human being on planet Earth.
Yep, you did.
All of us are able to be programmed. If you want me to do this Harrow, well, you know, let me stop. Tell them what I told you to do if you want me to do this Harrow. So I want y'all to listen to this. Listen to why I wasn't doing it. And then when you finally did it, how long did it take me to send you one?
Unfortunately, he was interrupted because of a mistake on my end. I will take that.
That's all right. He got it to me.
Yeah, he got it to me the same day. And
like 20 minutes later, Grace. Yeah. Like I always do.
He got it to me.
So what's the difference between the last 3 weeks and yesterday? It's simple. Her way and my way finally went in alignment. Not ways. And I'm going to show you. Tell them what I told you to say. How do you need to send me the Harrow stuff? Just what I said. Because tell them how you was doing it.
Okay, so I was doing like anybody would do. Hey, first time I sent it, I just copy and pasted it and sent it to him. Then he was like, no.
How many you copied and paste?
Like 15 of them. The first time I sent like 15 of them to him. I know it was 15 exactly. And he was like, okay, look. Me tell you how to do it. If you put the deadline.
Wait. You skip stories. You skip stories. You went too fast. She was sending me 15 of them for 3 weeks in a row, 15 at a time. I said, okay, I get it done. Steve, I ain't never looked at that shit. Never.
No,
never.
He didn't. Never. Not one. And he was telling me, stay on me. And I'm like, okay, boss man, hero. He's like, okay, I'll get it done.
She did everything
okay,
right.
Okay, I'll get it done.
She did everything right.
And still, I got nothing. And so, I'm not going to lie. I know why now.
Go ahead.
And then I was like, well, since he ain't doing them, because, you know, I'm smart, right? Since he ain't doing them, they're not that important. So let me bump them down and go pick something else.
Almost died just now when she said that. Almost died just now when she said that. Just, oh my God.
Like for like about a couple of weeks, I stopped sending.
Oh my God.
Like, and then when I went back, I was like, okay, all these deadlines passed. And so he brought Harold back up. I'm like, okay, Deanna. So I started sending them to him again in the same format that I sent it before. Boss man, I'm just being transparent to everyone. I don't do that anymore.
I know. So this is what I tell her. I say, Deanna. So this is a really good lesson. Susan, I want you to imagine this sending Phil 15 long things. I say, Deanna, tell me what's on your agenda. And she said, X. And I said, okay, not this is how you do it, but this is how you program me to stay out your way. All right, do y'all hear me? This is how you program me to stay out your way. So she brought up, well, I got a revised law book. I said, well, listen, we got grammar. Just get on the phone with me. You know what I'm saying? Tell me what to do. And then, boom, she's like, I already did that. Right? She cut me off. I already did that. I said, well, what it is? She said, well, he sent it like what it did, sent me some stuff back. I said, oh, okay. And this is what I said, y'all. And she didn't expect it, but this is how I think. Because the big picture, and this is what's going to happen to Phil and Susan, too. Since she was trying to prioritize, then she was getting behind on Phil and Susan, getting behind on law. I said, listen. Well, tomorrow's Wednesday. You take the first half of the day. No matter what I tell you, you say, okay, I'm going to do it after I finish the revisions for law's book.
Bless my soul. I'm sorry. I had to jump in. Bless my whole soul. This sidebar. Ladies and gentlemen, this is when you allow... You get what you want.
Because y'all not thinking like me. What's more important for getting to $100 billion? Doing what I said, scratching some stuff off the list, or making law a best-selling author? And it came from this company. What's more important for getting to $100 billion? Getting behind on Phil and Susan's landing page? Or me, Sam, not take the second half of the day, or take this first half of the day and make sure Phil and Susan are great public figures who could convert so I can freaking make them famous. And it came from ATS. It's simple. But when she was, okay, I'm gonna do this. She did everything perfect. But I have to move this whole cruise ship. Do you understand? She's thinking in her department. I have to move the whole ship.
You just bust my soul again.
Yes.
You just bust my whole soul again. Oh my goodness. When you said ship, I just saw the captain at the wheel and the co-captain doing everything behind. Oh.
And I don't need you to do that. Because listen, the ship. Go ahead.
This is all a growth and learning and just another class. Because one of the things that we did when we were on multi-year retainers with companies was go in and work with them and work with the different levels of people and interact in this way on what's going on here and what's going on. I mean, we're doing it now. Phil's in the middle of something with a long-term client right now working on these issues. And so it's okay, Deanna. Mm-hmm. It's all okay. It's normal. But we don't do things normal here. So that's why when Antonio, his strategic mind, he sees all these things, but then sometimes he's got to stop and realize the human component in it. And that's where things get, because we're not robots, we're people with feelings and things. So that's where it all comes in. That's why you have your meetings and so forth. That's why, you know, Phil always talked about the 15-minute daily meetings. Even before that, more of what good happened the day before, you know, to start to do the positive. And he can talk more about that, which he shared that before with you. Mm-hmm. But these are the type of things when we say growth, profit, and enjoyment advisors, these are the things that we've helped organizations with. Because if when this stuff falls apart, the engine isn't going to run.
That's facts. And here's the crazy thing. The shipyard, I don't care. I got you, Deanna. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what you think. As long as we are as successful as we are, and we are, the damn ship is always on fire. Listen, I need y'all to get this. If the only way the ship is not on fire is if we're losing. Ships that the smoke has went out, those ships are dead ships. Do you understand? But as long as we are winning and every day we do some insurmountable win, a damn fire blow up. You get it? So I'm captaining the ship, and Deanna's like, okay, we gotta do stuff. And I'm like, wait a minute, there's a fire over there. Forget that fire. That fire ain't got nothing to do with us moving. You understand what I'm saying? Every fire doesn't need to be put out right now. And every time you go over there and get burnt, now I'm in your way trying to unburn you. And this is what was happening. this is what was happening. He was finna say something, yeah. Hold on.
Go ahead.
And I need y'all to get this. I've got a $90,000 bill coming up. These are 6 and 7 figure bills. I'm talking about out the pocket. And I am telling you, it's more profitable for me to say, take the day off and take care of Phil and Susan than take care of this bill. That damn bill ain't going nowhere. But I can make more money if Phil and Susan look like this. You understand what I'm saying? If Law looks like this, then I can have them go out, and this is my favorite part, and then the customers they attract pay those bills. It's nothing for me to say, all right, 6 hours, run that, knock it out. It's what I say all the time, Grace, to you. I have to do something to you to speed you up, what I say. And she hates it, but I got to do it.
You got to slow me down, speed me up.
Slow you down and speed you up. She hate it. When I talk to Reggie, my meetings with Reggie are, I don't know, 27 seconds. Why? Because Reggie got some ADDFTTYP.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's going to scare me or make me mad at another people.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
Whatever. He just can't. Reggie cannot sit still. He can't. Ain't even tried to. unless you talk about some aliens or some conspiracy stuff. They read you all in, you know.
Can't stop them.
Can't stop. Reggie text messaged me his meetings. I ain't lie. Go ahead, Deanna. Say what you finished saying and say the thing I told you to hold on for.
Okay. Grace, you don't have to send that reminder to me because this is what I'm, this is the reminder. Remember in the mornings how we had our morning meetings and then we had our woke time. We can still do our woke time and now you can record it like we were doing then on Zoom.
Okay, that would actually be very happy for Reggie. So that's all right. See, here's another decision that her way and my way are not clashing. That would inconvenience the hell out of me. But it would get more out of Reggie for the day. You understand what I'm saying? And so I have to make decisions like that. Is 30 minutes in an hour, is it really that much of an inconvenience? No. Reggie is going to be fired up, though, from 1 hour, and he's going to go out there and do 15 videos.
I got questions right now today.
Did you hear his voice, though? Did you hear?
We both do. Yeah.
And I'm ready for these questions. I'll be sitting here like.
So let me explain to y'all. They, right after we did our meetings, they said, all right, we call it woke time. They just asked me the weirdest questions possible. Why the Bible don't have aliens? Why this is like, this is just this craziest questions. But
then the links I sent you last night.
No doubt, but they loved it. And so I would just answer that. And then right after that, Steve, they go out there, like I just gave them candy shots, you know, just put sugar in their veins. And they go out there. Does it make sense, Law? No. But for some reason, these set of people work better when I do that. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I said, Deanna, stop sending me. So I say, all right, what's on your list? Law, boom. You got today. So after this meeting, she knows to do what?
Work on Law's book.
And if I tell you, oh, this is really important, you're going to say?
After I finish Law's book.
So now Law is going to be like, oh, my God, this is so good. Faster than what I thought or whatever.
Which, he sent a smile earlier.
He did? Oh, okay, I'm looking at it right now. Because I need y'all to pay attention. I need, and I'm going to say this in the strategic way it is, it is not offensive, but I'm going to use color and stuff, okay? I need two white baby boomers that are very likable to be out front. I need a chocolate gay man with dreads to be out front. Do you understand what I'm saying? These are two communities. Who's got more money than white baby boomers or gay people? I'll wait. Do you understand what I'm saying?
White baby boomers that are gay.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's absolutely.
Facts. Yeah, that's actually facts. They on TV too. Yeah, that's actually facts. Do you get it? So if I'm doing something, if Deanna's got her list said, no, I'm going to do this stuff for you. I prioritize it. This is important, Antonio. And I don't know that two of the biggest groups I got is I'm holding y'all up. That ain't Deanna's fault. It ain't never been her fault. It's been me saying, do this. And she said, okay. And she prioritized. And on paper, what I just said is more important than reviewing a book because there's a big bill attached to it, right? But not for moving the big ship. For moving the big ship, that landing page for Phil and Susan is far more important. Go ahead, Deanna.
So what I was going to say earlier, and I, boss man, I'm going to be extremely transparent.
Okay, but hold on.
Okay.
Don't forget it, because I'm finna set you up.
Oh, I won't.
This is how I changed it. This is crazy, y'all. I said, now, you know what the problem is? So she said, Law. I said, cool. Then she said, well, I got to do this Harrow stuff. I said, well, that's me. She said, well, you know, you ain't been doing it, something like that. I said, let me tell you why I ain't been doing it. Okay? Because I'm an execution guy. All I care about is results, Deanna. You send it to me, I'm going to do it. You know what the problem is? You're an administrator, and you're sending me 15 at a time. So when I look at it, it looks like admin work to me. You understand now, Grace, why I ain't been doing it? So I got intentions to do it, but shit, you're sending it to me in my greatest weakness. You can't send me paperwork and then ask me to write. It's too much to read. And then
we have a thing right there. Right there. The look, right there.
And then you're giving me a way out because you're putting the deadlines on them. So now I'm looking at all this paperwork and then it say, oh, I got a few days. So guess what I say? Well, I'm going to wait a few days. Knowing, Steve, I'm not going to wait a few days. I'm lying. Because as soon as I want to go back to it, I'm going to look back at it again. It's going to look like paperwork a few days. There's nothing that's going to stop it today or now or Jesus coming down, pat me on the shoulder and say, look at that. It still looks like paperwork to me. It still is. So I said, this is what you do, Deanna. Well, do you remember when I told him what you do?
Yes.
All right.
I remember the details because I did it. I did it and sent it this morning.
Good. Tell him what I told you to do and then that's going to set up your transparency.
He told me, first thing he told me was, yeah, he said, lie to him. He said, lie to me. He said, if it's due 2 days from now, say it's due today and put a deadline on it. I was like, for real? He was like, yes. So I put 6 p.m. today. It's due 6 p.m. Oh, one of those is due by 10 a.m. today, the ones I sent you today. Just thought I'd let you know. It's on now. It's on now. And he was like, and tell me this can't get done until you send me my hero. I was like, for real? He was like, yes. I was like, oh. What he did was he taught me how to lie to him appropriately to get the job done. And he was like, y'all, excuse my language. He was like, how that sound? I said, that's what it takes to get you off my ass. If that's what it takes to get you off my ass, leave me alone. That's what I'm gonna do.
So I told her, you used to lie to me and get in trouble. Now I'm telling you lie to me to get rich. And you don't wanna do that. What did I tell her? You don't wanna do that. And then I said, stop sending me 15, what I told you, Deanna.
He said, send him 2 a day.
2 don't look like paperwork, Law. It looked like a task. You understand what I'm saying?
And then the other thing he told me to do, delete, because I was sending it to him with my deadline on the top. And he was like, you messed up. I was like, what you mean? He said, because I saw the deadline for the down. I was like, dang
it.
I didn't do that.
That's the one I didn't do yesterday, Grace.
That's the one I didn't do yesterday.
I told a lie to me. She still actually messed up. The one that said was due today, I did.
So once I copy and paste it from where I need it from, so I can send him what he needs to do, I go in and I delete the deadline that they give me, and I put my deadline, due today, by 6 p.m. Central Standard Time.
This is extremely
important. And I put today in all caps. Now.
This is extremely important because it is administrative work. I don't log into the website because you got to admit, this is a bunch of reporters. How is that not admin work? The website looks like admin. I don't log into it. It's too much. Then it's all text and it's long. And they tell you all the requirements. Must meet this. Must say this. Must say that. That sounds like paperwork, doesn't it? Must say this. Must say that. Must say that. Now, I write extremely fast. So when I'm writing, I'm in my gift. But all that paperwork is smothering my talent. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's smothering it. So that's when she got it. I said, you doing a perfect job, but it's forcing me to get in your way.
When you said that, it burst my whole soul.
I'm in her way. Because you're doing something and your gifts is fantastic. But when I look at it, I'm dying. And now, what do I do? I don't do it. So what do I do to make up for that, Law? I say, well, do this instead so we can get something done. And now this instead, do this, move that important thing up, then move Phil and Susan down. It ain't like she cannot listen to me, right? She's got to do that. I'm in her way the whole time. And it's costing money. You just fit to be transparent. I set you up.
I want to bless everybody's soul. This is not from a position of COO, CEO, executive assistant. This is from a position of being a person. When you release your perfectionism, you allow allowance. I burst out in tears talking to Antonio on Saturday because he said stuff to me that I, first off, didn't even know he noticed. And I, because I forget he noticed everything. And secondly, because it was, it tapped into my subconscious, the story I tell myself and others, the fear of criticism, and what's that third one? I always forget the third one.
Fear of judgment and consequences. Oh, limiting beliefs. Okay.
Yeah. Limiting beliefs. Judgment
and consequences, too, is the actual third one.
For me, I have to be Superwoman. I have to get everything right. And I have to be perfect. I have no room for mistakes. The story I tell myself and others. I see where I am not Superwoman. And for the first time ever, I admitted that to Antonio on Saturday. I was like,
yeah, but then I told you, you are Superwoman though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
No.
But because that was the story I told myself, I didn't receive anything he told me when it came to my to-do list, when it came to my son, when it came to the team. I rejected everything because no, you don't have to tell me anything. I'm Superwoman. I know what I'm supposed to do. Ladies and gentlemen, release your perfectionism. Release it. Please, because it will hurt your company, it will hurt your family, and it will hurt you.
Let's address that real quick, because this is I had some stuff, but this is perfect because I wanted you to talk about this. I needed Reggie, Deanna, Phil, Susan, Lottie, everybody to hear this, because get me out your way. You understand? I only care about results. That's it. I said Saturday, I said, I've been telling it for years. You know, every other week you just go all the way down, right? It's just you just stop doing stuff, right? Every other week, she has her most beautiful, happy, jumping on trampolines son. And he's 5. Do you understand? I don't know if you understand 5. He's got all the energy.
Oh my
all
God.
The energy. You understand? I mean, all of it. He wake up running, and then he fall asleep on his last sprint, just like that. Look, just like that. And so I broke it down to yes, second. I broke it down to it Saturday. I said, listen, this is what we're gonna do now. She hated it. Because I didn't say get out your way. She's like, okay, this makes sense. I said, this is what we're gonna do every other week. No, I said to myself, I woke up. See, you know, again, I was minding my business, and sources told me maybe Deanna ain't wrong. Maybe I need to redefine how COOing works. You know, that's it. Maybe I need to say, okay, she don't need to read this. She don't need to learn that. Because I could learn it and then just give her instructions, and she'll do that. I said, so I told her, I said, very transparent, I said, you know what? I just realized that, this is Saturday I'm talking, I said, I just realized I'm holding you back. Okay? I had to say it Saturday to plant the seeds just to say it yes. Like she still wasn't listening to me, right? Because Saturday that conversation.
No, I wasn't.
So I'll tell you what, so I don't want you doing all this stuff. This is what I'm gonna do from now. I'm gonna make sure that your whole work environment is fun. Whole thing. And every other week, you get to have even more fun. You see what I just did? It ain't lower productivity. It's more fun. Just give me these few things. So this is just what I said. So we're going to go every other week. You only going to do the stuff you can do with a loud trampoline jumping full of energy perfect kid. 1 week is execution. The other week is whatever we call it. I forget what we call it, but you can double task or whatever. Go ahead, you feel say something down.
And this because I was in my head superwoman and being perfect, I didn't need you to do that. Because I can do this. And every time you pointed out to me, you were showing me where I was weak. And I rejected that because that's not the story I was telling myself. I'm perfect. I got this. I'm superwoman. So that's why I was rejecting you every single time.
Listen, I'm trying to make this very clear for y'all. Y'all just going to mess up your businesses. I don't give a single damn about her productivity falling or dropping or increasing. Because if the results come back to me, I ain't got nothing to say. It's the truth. Grace told me she had 40%. I would say Grace is at 25%. I just ain't going to say it out loud because I don't want her to know that I know she had 25%. So I ain't said it out loud. I know for sure Grace is probably working 2 hours a day. I know it. If you add up everything she's doing, it's 2 hours a day. She's inconveniencing herself, shooting some text messages. It's 30 seconds to shoot a text message. We add all up about 2 hours a day. How many more hours would you put on that 2 hours a day, Grace?
You're probably right.
And she's still getting paid, still paying bills. Do you understand what I'm saying? No, I'm real talk. Because the results keep coming in. What am I going to say? I'm going to give you some busy work. That's not good leadership. Oh, you finished good. So here, let me punish you.
No. Oh, now.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Do you guys use project management software?
We do and we don't. They do. I don't like it because it's too much like admin.
Well, you don't have to, but at least you could see what's going on. They could look at each other's workload and what's going on, and it's easier to prioritize when you have a vision right in front of you and everybody's on that same page. I had to do that with teams all the time because, you know, I do the coaching stuff, and sometimes they were in multiple locations, but everybody had to know where they were at with everything, and they could actually look at it and say, well, you know what, I could push back on this, and then I can push this forward, and it's a lot easier, and you could see it. And then you could say, you know what? Don't do this. Do this instead. You know?
No doubt. And in that case, we do use some. We got SagaSoft building us our own version, and it ties into three things. I know it ties into the sales. I know it ties into the CRM. Mm-hmm. So you're absolutely right. So we're going to get better at that. But I get to see what they do through two different softwares and the personal messaging app as well. I just typically don't respond because, for one, I don't have to. That's her job. That's operations, right? Yeah. Two, it's too much like paperwork for me, and I don't really do that stuff. I stay away from anything that makes my brain hurt. I just stay away from it.
Deanna needs an admin.
Yes, that's actually one of the people that we're going to hire. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. This is one of those things. This is one of those times in which y'all need to understand. Let me not try to get you to understand this because this is my personality. I only care about the harvest. I don't care about nothing else but the harvest. if you trying to tell me you're a good person, and the harvest of my experience with you says that you're not, and you're confrontational, and you never finish, or you would leave what is important for that, I'm going to let you continue to think you're a good person, but I'm going to know that the harvest with you is sabotage. If you tell me you're a hard worker and you work 2 hours a day, but you do 80% of the production, I'm going to say you're a hard worker and I'm going to believe that. I ain't going to bother you. Grace is working 2 hours a day. You let her lie to you all you want to. See, I let her lie. She just lie. She let her lie. But she's doing 80% of the sales. What the hell am I saying? Law, what?
Don't tell me like that, real.
Your 2 hours does 80% of revenue. If anything, you're a genius. You've learned how to shut me up. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? Tim just put a chance up in it. You learn how to shut me up, get this done. And I wrote that. If anything, Grace, you know what I would do if I was you? If I knew I could do that, I would work for 1 week. I would work hard, literally, boom, maybe 5 days. Get a month's worth of work done and say, run me my money, I'm done. Oh, no, I work 1 week on, 3 weeks off. I sure would. I would. And I take my money and I'd be on vacations all the time. I'd be working from Rome, from my laptop. Sure will. That's what I would do.
I'm receiving this too. Keep talking.
You got to be able to do it like Grace though, right? You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to figure it out. Trust all
right.
Me.
That's it. Results.
I'm going to figure it
harvest.
Out.
Harvest. Why do I only care about harvest? Because I'm objective. At least I'm mostly objective. If the harvest says I'm wrong, then I'm wrong. It just is what it is. You understand what I'm saying? If the harvest said this wasn't effective, I'm killing that thing. I don't need to, if something doesn't work, Steve, I don't keep it on the shelf. I kill it. And I'm so good at killing it, I kill mistakes and y'all don't even know they was mistakes. They just disappear. Like Antonio, he just don't never mess up. Yeah, I covered that up real good, just like the government did. Sure did. Covered that up. You didn't even know. They had a whole cover story for it. Sure did. Mm-hmm. And how don't never look like we make mistakes. I learned from the government how to cover stuff up. That's gone. Sure is. This is extremely profitable. We're talking about money here. Harvest, 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 harvest. If Reggie can show me harvest, in which he is, I ain't bothering Reggie. Do you understand? The moment the harvest don't show up, Reggie got to see me. Grace is being everything I told her not to do. And I can't say a single word because somehow she is more effective than she's ever been since I've known her. I don't understand it. She's got like self-motivation all of a sudden. I don't know what that's about. She's taking initiative, which it's going to snow tomorrow. I can't say nothing. I can't say a single thing. I can't say a single thing. We are better than we've ever been in a pandemic. We're running smoother. Everything is better than it's ever been. And literally, while the whole world is dying, we're going even better than what we was. So what it look like, Kath, I go, Grace, nope. You need to do what? No, no, no. You just need to keep on doing what you're doing. You understand? And I'm going to get out your way. So that's what Deanna had to realize yesterday. That is her business, Antonio. That's what Tim was doing. This is important. I even told them, this is the first time I said it out loud. I'm about 85% sure I reserve the right to change. So don't hit me with, but you recorded it. I don't care. I reserve the right to change. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because if the harvest don't show up, then I'm done with it. I'm 85% sure I'm closing us down for the rest of the year. I'm about 85% sure of that. I've got some things that make me stop that. And I know what they are, but I'm testing stuff to see how it comes back. I'm 85% sure that for the rest of this year, I'm gonna have y'all work from home. 85% sure. That's a big deal. 85%.
Are you sick?
No, I'm not.
Wow. This is not, you talking about grace changing. This is not the Antonio that I once upon a time knew.
No, you got the rough Antonio.
Wow. No, I don't appreciate that at all.
You got Tupac Antonio. You, no, it was worse. I'm like your grandmother now. You got the kids. I'm like, girl, let that baby make it. Let that baby make it. Like, grandma, you, mama, you put me on the wall. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, I'm 85% sure that there's something that it'll take, it's all strategic. I can see 30 days out in 3 seconds, and there's some things that I can see. So if we need to go in there periodically, that's obvious, but I'm probably going to do this. I'm probably going to do this with 85% sure. I reserve the right to change because it's the results. It's the results. Grace, if you do what I said do yesterday, that math, then that'll probably push me to 99% sure. Uh-huh. So now you got to say to yourself, how do I want to program Antonio? Do I want to do what he said and do that? Because that means I get to work from home and I don't have to make no more phone calls. Interesting, Grace. You unmute your mic because you ain't listening. She ain't listening. You ain't listening. I gave you a plan to where you never had to make a phone call again, didn't I? Right, church shot. So you wouldn't have to make no phone calls, and you would be working from home for the rest of the year. So basically, I'm paying you to stay away.
Come on, Rem.
You understand what I'm saying? You do. If you do what I say, that's how that'll work. But I need y'all to pay attention to this. This is how this stuff goes. Listen, Steve, everybody. The ship is always on fire because we winning. I say it all the time. I don't know where I got it from. I just say it. Success reveals your failures. Success will always reveal your failures. Every time you win, wherever there was a failure at, it's going to start leaking. It's the truth. There's something else I say. Every time Grace do well, it creates hell on the back office. It's the truth. Every time we go win, the back office has to adjust. So I flip the whole company. Most companies let the back office run the company. We can only handle this, so this is how we do things. I flip that. Y'all go kill us and we'll adjust. And what I'll do is I'll put a freeze on stuff for a while. I've literally got the bureau like that pretty much right now. But I've got the bureau so tough right now, as soon as this software is done, that's for the open, wide open. Wide open. I have a plan to go get 450,000 people in the bureau. My issue with that is, what the heck do I do with them? And I haven't figured it out yet. Because how do I get them to do keynotes every Tuesday? That's way too many people. If you had to sign up in consecutive order, you would do your next keynote when you're dead. Because you would be dead before 450,000 days pass up. You would be dead. So I've got to figure out how to make that happen and all sorts of stuff. I figured out the left side. I figured out the back office side. Now I need to figure out the cosmetic side of making things look good. It's something we said in the Army. If it look good, it is good. That don't mean it is good. That just means Sergeant ain't fit to go inspect it. Yes, all right. You remember that. You remember that, Jerome, right? If it look good, it is good. Oh, Tempest has an idea. She said, I guess I could help. Tempest is the Bill Gates of ATS, y'all. She's Bill Gates. She runs around doing philanthropy all the day and getting paid for it. So that's it. Keep me out your way. Cho. C-H-O. Okay? All right? Seriously. That is a valuable, 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 valuable lesson. So, Deanna, you're going to tell me where Phil and Susan fit at. And then I'm going to give you another half of the day to do that thing. Grace, did you ever get with them on Zoom and teach them how to download that stuff?
No, sir. I'm going to do it today.
Outstanding. Do it today, because that will allow me to free her up. I don't need her to do that. I need you to do that so they can have access to all those stuff. And that's probably better than Thinkific, because Zoom still has all the classes there. You understand? And if they just search on the calendar, they can go download there and get them hot off the presses. Feel me? They get it right there. They at the source. Got me?
Okay.
Outstanding. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been one crazy daily meeting. I hope you learned something, because now we was already running well, but now we're running like bacon grease. Go ahead, Jerome.
Just want to remind you, it's been, I think, 10 days?
10 days. You putting them out?
11 poems.
Ooh.
Just want to let you know. Just want to let you know. Hello.
Ooh-wee. That's what I'm talking about.
I ain't playing.
Don't play, man. Don't play.
This guy named Antonio T. Smith, he told me I can plan better. I can dominate.
That's Hello. It, ladies and gentlemen, right there. That's how we end our class. Whatever. I'm meeting right now. Appreciate you. Cal, I'll be sending you some stuff here pretty soon. And y'all, yes, I guess I am not the same Tempest. Make sure you stay focused on the harvest. Anything else is a lie. It is. Love you more, Phil. All right, everybody. Have a good one.